Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin' Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. I hope you stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is the third in my series of broadcasts. It's called Warriors, Wishes and Welcomes. And first up, I'd like to plug a prediction league I've joined for this season. It's over at www.sportguru.co.uk. If you want to join in the league, head on over there and register. And the code for the league is Hobsbogs, H-O-B-S-B-O-G-S. And the pool name is Celtic Weekends. It's a league put together by fellow Twitterer and Leinster fan Dennis Vaughan. So it should be a bit of crack to keep the season interesting. And just so feel free to join in. Now, tonight at 7:05 on RTE2 and over in Firhill Park in Glasgow, the Warriors take on Leinster to kick off the Magners League season. Should be an interesting contest. Two very experimental starting lineups for the two teams. I guarantee you they'll look very different when it comes to Heineken Cup time. But we'll just see how they stack up. And the number 10s are interesting. Glasgow have big shoes to fill with Dan Parks gone to Cardiff. So Rory Jackson has stepped up. So see how he gets on. Leinster have Issa Nasiwa at 10. He's played there before. So, but it's not his favorite position. We prefer him out in the wing. And the new boy, Isaac Boss, down from Ulster, is playing scrum half. So we'll see how they shape up. Sean O'Brien has the captain's jersey for Leinster. And so that's interesting because with Jamie Heaslip on the park as well, you'd wonder would he be, a candidate for captain. But the Carlo man O'Brien has it, so we'll see how he gets on. Looking forward to seeing it. Luke Fitzgerald as well back. He's at fullback. And I'm predicting Leinster to win by 5 points. Now, obviously, that could be wishful thinking on my part, but I think we've got the stronger back row. And, Glasgow are missing all of the killer bees. So through injury or transfer out from the club. So and they're also missing their regular captain, Kellogg, who's the second row. So I think with a slightly stronger pack, we should edge it on the night. So hopefully that comes true. Now, overall, of course, with the season about to begin, it's the time when we give our wishes and predictions for the season. Like, as Leinster fans, what would we want as an outcome for the season? Well, obviously we want trophies, but to be realistic, what would be the standard that we'd set? And personally, I think given it's a World Cup year and given the fact that we're going to be missing a lot of players, internationals and stuff throughout the season, I would set the bar at simply getting into playoffs in both major competitions. So in other words, top four in the Magners League and in the Heineken Cup, it would be a huge achievement to get out of our very tough group. If you read my blog during the week, you'll see I did a report on the top 14 clash on Wednesday night between Racing Metro and Claremont. And those two teams are going to be very tough. They're going to be challenging for honours this season themselves. And when you throw Saracens for the Premiership into that mix, it really is a group of death. So it'd be really big ass to get out of the group. But let's face it, they'll be worried about having Leinster in the group as well. So it's all to play for. And I really think we can do it. So that's my hopes for the season for Leinster. Just get into playoffs. And finally, I just want to welcome the two new teams to the Magners League. You've got Benetton Treviso and Aeroni Rugby, or as I call them, Macaroni Rugby. I hope that's taken in a good context. Just can't resist those kind of puns. And their new season, great addition to the league. It'll be great for Italian rugby. It can only be good for their Six Nations team to have regular competitive rugby there rather than just having the Super 10. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a great addition to the league. And also best of wish to the other Irish provinces who start this weekend. You've got Ulster playing Ospreys tonight, Connacht playing the Newport Gwent Dragons tomorrow, and also Munster playing the Macaroni rugby team themselves at Musgrave Park. So it's all to look forward to. Feel free to read my blog to let you know what I thought of the Leinster game. Probably do it tonight or tomorrow morning. And I'll be back next week, hopefully, with another Harpin' Boo broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you then. And come on the Leinster.